Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard! The Night Train!
Sunday night at 9 p.m, it's the Night Train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
Am I bread and butter? Like a queen would have ostrich and cobra wine. We'll have satanic Christmas Eve and play piano in the chateau lobby. I've never done this, baby, be gentle. It's my first time. Show something else completely. Damn, let's take our chances. I wanna take you in the kitchen, lift up your wedding dress. Someone was probably murdered in. So bourgeoisie to keep waiting. Dating for 20 years just never thought that once in my whole life. You are my first time. People are boring, but you're something else I can't explain. You take my last name. First time you let me stay the night despite you.
Welcome back to the Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic today, first of the year, provided by Father John Misty with a monstrously good track from his second album. Well, second album as Father John Misty. We're not going to go into all the Jay Tillman here. I Love You, Honey Bear came out in 2015, 9th of February 2015, and that was Chateau Lobby number 4, In C for Two Virgins, which is some of the best lyrics.
Yeah,
surprised.
I mean, he does. He is an incredible lyricist.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is one of my favourites.
So never had a 4 o'clock classic before, Father John Misty, and is likely to have a new album this year, the follow-up to 2024's Mahesh Mishana. I remember.
Mahesh Mishana.
Struggling with that. We played a track from Father John Misty 2 years ago in this show.
We did.
Looking ahead to that album.
Indeed.
And now there will be a seventh.
Turned out to be one of the best albums of 2024, in my opinion.
It was very good. A big tour coming up for Father John Misty this year. You will no doubt be able to see him if you have the will to do so, or the desire to do so. What are we playing now, John?
We've got another debut play. The good thing about January is, because big names tend to haven't appeared out of hibernation, so it leaves the path open for new artists, which is always good for us. This is a band called the Happy Somethings, who describe themselves as an independent, unpolished band who like to be happy. Unintentionally retro and effortlessly uncool.
Okay.
Which I think is a good motto to live by. Released this song, meanwhile, on New Year's Day, and their entire back catalogue is available for free, or rather, name your price, on Bandcamp. And they've released a lot as well. But yeah, they're called The Happy Somethings, and this is Meanwhile.
Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
what? That was only blooming Coolie Shaker on the breakdown.
First play on the breakdown for 10 years.
10 years.
2016 was last time I played them.
A lucky number is track number... Well, it's going to be the first track on their new album, Wormslayer, which is out at the end of the month, but it's the fifth single they've released off of it. And you know what? Shaping up. That could be. Could be a good album. I did like that a lot. So January the 30th for Wormslayer. That followed on from a great song. You said the happy some things just sounded like they were having fun.
Yeah.
Could not agree more with that.
What's it? Unashamedly unfashionable or something. I can't remember now.
Afghan Whigs. They've got a bit of cool about them.
Oh, they released one of the greatest albums in the 90s, in my opinion.
1965?
Oh, Gentlemen, I was going to say. Absolutely love Gentlemen.
Okay.
In fact, when I heard this track yesterday, I then went and put Gentlemen back on. Absolute corker of an album. But anyway, they quietly released two tracks before Christmas, which I completely missed.
Me too.
One song was called Fake Like, but we've both chosen this one, haven't we? Mm-hmm. So we're going to play Downtown, partly because it's not a cover of the Petula Clark song, but it is a cover. It's by Still Corners originally. They released this.
Is it really?
They did the original. So this is a cover, but it's very Afghan Whigsy.
Thought I knew where you were.
decibels out of 10 for that.
I think that's a solid 8, I reckon.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to some Afghan Whigs. Downtown from Afghan Whigs, one of two tracks they released just before Christmas time. We're going to do a double now before my treble 7. The second part of it is going to be the only other song that we've both brought today.
Yes.
Hallucinogenius with an interesting track.
Yeah.
It's a really, really good one. But I'm going to throw in first something by, what shall we have? Winona Oak. Really nice track called Horses. I think it was only released a day ago. Yeah, so a new single from an album which is coming out, I think, next month.
I go down. No. Can help. I could drown, destroying myself. But then I think of home, how I'm running with horses, and I see where that shore is. I can save myself. I can still have hope when I'm running with horses, getting lost in the forest. I can find myself. So what if I'm afraid? I don't even know if I am ready to be saved. I don't even know if I can say that I'm okay. I just wanna feel what I've been feeling. When I think of home, how I'm running with horses, and I see where that shore is. I can save myself. I can still have hope when I'm running with horses, getting lost in that forest. I can find myself.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
Now, what was that?
That was Hallucinogenius, who was a very mysterious figure. I can't find any information out at all about him. His entire bio on Bandcamp and on Spotify is the scene. It's just a transcript of the scene from Austin Powers where Dr. Evil gives his life story. My father was a relentless self-improving boulangerie owner from Belgium with low-grade narcolepsy.
Wow.
I've just read it.
So that track was called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Except Here. And it's, as you may have guessed, it's a remake of the Radiohead song, Everything in Its Right Place.
Yeah.
But really with lots of little...
Really good.
Yeah.
Winona Oak was before, and you heard a track called Horses, one of two she's released in the last couple of months. There's no word on an album yet, as of now. There was an EP at the start of last year, so... Might be another EP coming. Time for my Trouble 7 now. I'm going to go back to the start of December with some punk. Some noise-infused punk. Well, noise-infused? A new noise rock-infused punk band. Okay, right, we got there. They're called Tongue Scraper. That's just a brilliant name for a band. Their EP was called Tongue Scraper. If you've got a name that good, call that your EP. Call your first child Tongue Scraper. 5 tracks on it. This is... I believe the last one, it's called Patience of a Saint, is properly good.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
No seas así, you know you love me. No seas así, you know you love me. Encerra en tu cuarto, solo quieres llorar, baby. Salte conmigo, vámonos a bailar. Y si un asqueroso viene empieza a hablar, dile la música está fuerte, no te puedo escuchar, mami. Actualiza, más actualiza. Como que
Shakira.
Terror superior, tu error canceló. Qué bonita voleo, qué bonita voleo. Nana de mayo, nana, 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 nana de mayo. Vea pa' que aprendas.
Wrapping up the Treble 7 by me, there was by a band called Pelted, who are from Philadelphia, and they put out an EP called Effort on the 5th of December. That was a track from it called Sid. At the start of the EP, start of the Treble 7, there was another EP out on December the 5th from Tongue Scraper, who are from DMV. What's the DMV? DMV. Anyway, you heard from them, Tom, a track called... what was it that we played for that one? Doesn't matter.
I can tell you.
Go on.
Patience of a Saint.
Patience of a Saint. Betwixt the two was Kaliuchis, who had an album last year called Sincerely, but the year before had her biggest chart success with Aqua DS, and that track that you heard was a demo from Orchideas that didn't make it onto the final album. It's called Movello, and she's buffed it up, released it just before Christmas.
I've discovered what DMV means.
Oh.
It is US slang for the Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia metropolitan region.
Gotcha. Yeah, good work.
What would we do without Google?
Good work. So that's Treble 7 for me. Done. Now, John, where are you going with next?
Ooh. You've sprung that one on me. Shall we play Dafties?
We've only got three more on
I have list. Only got three more on my list. It's quite a short list this week. But yeah, Dafties are from Wigan. They've Formed in November 2024, they've since released 5 singles and a 10-track album. They've been described as Lily Allen meets Sonic Youth, which I can kind of see.
I like that.
And it's a great title. It's all one word, but it's, oh my God, you guys.
Nice. We'll double up with something. Don't know what it'll be yet.
This is Broken Chanter. You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Don't you have good taste?
Just like you.
We're back. That was a very sudden ending.
It was. That was the Ukrainian artist who operates under the name I Hate Myself Because, and all of his songs actually are just over 1 minute. So at 1:39, that track released on Boxing Day exactly was approaching an American Pie length for him.
It was an epic.
That followed on from a great, great new artist, another new one. Into double figures today already. The Dafties with Oh My God, You Guys. Brilliant title. We promised a free track album of the week.
We did today. Indeed.
We better do it. Wristwatch's third album, very economically named Three, came out yesterday. Follow up to 2023's Two and 2021's Wristwatch. Oh, it's not called One.
No, they missed a trick there.
Or, anyway, great, great album. This is the longest song on it. Probably my favourite one. This is called Floor.
Yeah.
first album of the week of the year on The Breakdown, gladly given to Wristwatch. That was Floor from their third album, which was out yesterday. All right, John.
I've only got two choices, haven't I?
Which one are you having?
It is marked E for explicit, but it's not, because I've listened to it at least three times. There's a questionable slur, I think, in the, okay. And then there's an S word. Are we all right with that?
I mean, it's a swear.
Yeah, but it's not an F.
Okay.
Okay, let's go for it. Honey Blonde, they are a Dutch Cypriot all-female punk band. Only been together a year. They self-released this song, I think, yesterday, and it's called Crystal Ballroom, and it's yet another new play for The Breakdown.
It's me, Neil, from Oasis. I have a new band called Terror Pigeon you should check out. Keep listening to The Breakdown.
Molly screams in the middle of the night. Nothing's wrong. She's just doing alright. That's what I'm
was Dutch Kills, who are a Brooklyn-based four-piece, released a couple of EPs last year, and that track, Molly Screams, was released just before Christmas. And that's all my songs.
You've got no more songs left.
I've piled through them all.
I've got a few more, and I'm going to finish today with something by Bears in Trees. We've played a couple of times over the years. They've been going since 2015. They've got the year off to a great start, I'm saying. Large Hadron Collider is a single which came out on New Year's Day. They've got a tour coming up in a couple of months' time, playing in Leeds and Nottingham. And that's it from us today. John.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah.
Shall see you soon.
We'll be back next week.
Desire for prescription melatonin. My full-time gig is to become nothing, and I've never read the literature I spend my life misquoting.
I've not got sufficient electrolytes,
so please don't make me say this twice.
We are the Large Hadron Collider. Success is unlikely but monumental. Let's try it. We are the Large Hadron Collider. Success is unlikely. Success is monumental. I've not been setting pen to paper, just thumb to phone screen. Makes sense why I'm alienated from every word I read. As I piece together some fragments of memory,
looked at the mushrooms breathing clouds. We dance and laugh and sing, do our makeup like a clown. It doesn't have to be like this. We don't have to just exist. We can be alive. We can try.
We are the Large Hadron Collider. Success is unlikely but monumental. Let's try it. We are the Large Hadron Collider. Success